Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. And the Lord told Moses, "When you arrive back in Egypt, go to Pharaoh and perform all the miracles I've empowered you to do. But I will harden his heart, so he will refuse to let the people go." God sometimes asks people to do extraordinarily difficult jobs, but this must be one of the toughest. As we know, Moses was feeling very inadequate and ill-equipped for the task. He was now told that when he went to plead with Pharaoh to let the people of Israel leave Egypt, he would fail. Time and again, Moses would go to Pharaoh and beg him to release the enslaved people, and repeatedly, Pharaoh would say no. God sent one plague after another, and even though at times Pharaoh seemed to be weakening, he continually refused to let the people go. Even after the 10th plague, in which the firstborn sons and livestock were killed throughout Egypt, Pharaoh withdrew his permission to the people of Israel to leave the land. What amazes me about this period in the history of the people of Israel is Moses' persistence. To have endured the 10 plagues and all the terrible implications of them must have been incredibly tough. It would have been entirely understandable if Moses had given up after the first 5, but he stayed true to his mission and continued to go to Pharaoh and plead the cause of his people. This dogged persistence is a quality that we see in many people in the Bible, and notably the prophets, some of whom were specifically told that their words would be totally rejected by the people. We all want to be effective in what we do for the Lord, don't we? And it can be desperately hard when everything seems to be going wrong. It's hard to keep going in the face of discouragement and failure. But often God calls us, like Moses, simply to be faithful, to hang in there through the times of apparent defeat and trust God. In doing so, Moses was able to lead the people out of Egypt after 400 years in the land. So let me ask you this really important question. In what situation is God asking you to be doggedly persistent at the moment? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, when you ask us to do something that's difficult, give us also the resolve and strength to be faithful. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.